This is day 4 of asking a Michelin chef to upgrade my instant ramen.
Today we are going to make 백김치 찌개 ramen using our Jeonga Sano white kimchi. I'm going to squeeze out the juice a little bit so easy to caramelize it when I cook it. And this, I'm going to use a little of juice too. You're going to save the juice. So I'm going to chop my kimchi little smaller pieces. That's it. I'm going to open my ramen. So there's noodle. And I'm going to separate the flakes. Has some seafood inside and my MSG powder mix. So first, I'm going to use a little bit of lard, which is a pork fat. Then I'm gonna add my kimchi. At the same time, I'm gonna add my pork belly. I wanna get as much aromatic as possible from the scallion. Add pork belly to get some pork fat out from there as well. In the same time, sweat the kimchi so it has some cooked flavor rather than a fresh kimchi flavor. Mm. The ramen powder mix.
Dry ingredients mixed on you.
And I'm gonna deglaze it with my Jeonga Sano white kimchi juice.
That's beautiful. Wow, look at that.
And then I'm going to add some water, frozen tofu. The reason why we use that, when it gets frozen, it holds the water, and then when it defrosts, it releases a lot of water, so it became like a spongy texture. But in the some kind of soup, it is good because it absorbs a lot of soup, and when you bite into it, it's like the bomb of a flavor. Now I'm going to put the lid on and simmer for about 5 minutes. I'm done with my noodling. So I'm gonna cook very high heat, quickly my noodles.
How do you know exactly when to turn the fire off when you're cooking the noodles?
As soon as you see that noodles start to break apart, that's time to pull out your noodle. Because it's gonna continuously cooking without the heat too, because it's, remaining heat goes into there. At this point, just the noodle, I will pull that out and put it in the bowl first. I'm gonna finish this with my garnish, white cloud mushroom, my olive oil chili, some oysters, and the squid. This is the final kick, salty polar roll. It gives a lot of a richness and deep flavor. So I'm gonna add a little bit, mix the roll. And once you see that a squid has been curled, that means it's ready. So I'm gonna finish my noodle, some tofu inside, put some white cloud mushroom and the squid, barely cooked the mung bean sprout, the arbor chili. I'm gonna pour into my bowl. So this is how I upgrade my ramen. This is a Jeonga Sano one, baekkimchi ramen.
Chef, we gotta dig in. Get some Jeonga kimchi, some ramen.
There you go, one bite. Mmm, wow.
Thank you.